Canada will put 25% retaliatory tariffs on U.S.-made vehicles in response to the Trump administration's import taxes on foreign autos. This after the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney had vowed to retaliate to tariffs issued by the U.S. President Donald Trump soon, with purpose and with force. Remember, four Republican U.S. senators had broken ranks and voted with the Democrats in an effort to block President Trump's tariffs against Canada. But our focus as far as tariffs are concerned is India. President Trump earlier today announced a 26% tariff on Indian imports effective on the 9th of this month onwards. This targets India's $87 billion export market. But what are the likely impacts of this? For starters, India has struck a fairly conciliatory tone, saying that they are analyzing what this is all about and would perhaps like to work through it, given the broader strategic relationship between India and the U.S. Gurcharan Das and Shankar Iyer with us. Shankar Iyer, let me ask you first, from your basic understanding of these tariffs and India, which sectors get impacted worst?
Well, the exporting sectors, gems, jewelry, textiles, garments, automobiles, auto components, electronic components, we're manufacturing iPhones now, components of which are partly Chinese, partly Korean, and partly Indian. So I don't know how the Trump government is going to analyze that point of origin. Well, other than that, there are other issues that the Trump government is targeting. I think this has never happened before. I mean, 68% of the U.S. exports are now under new tariffs, which account for something like $600 billion. And what you see in the U.S. markets, European markets, and the Asian markets is simply a reflection of how worried the world is on what Mr. Donald Trump is entered the world into, or rather the free trade zone order into. And you can safely say this is Donald Trump's demonetization of global trade.
All right. Gurcharan Das, I'm just going to read a line from what the government statement today. The Prime Minister of India and the U.S. President have announced Mission 500, aiming to more than double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Accordingly, discussions are ongoing between Indian and U.S. trade teams for expeditious conclusion of a mutually beneficial multi-sectoral bilateral trade agreement. Sounds extremely fancy, and hopefully it will work out. But given the larger goal, do you feel that this is essentially nothing more than a hiccup in the bilateral economic relationship?
Well, I think we are lucky that the overall impact in India is going to be limited, partly because the tariffs raised to our competitor countries are higher, to Vietnam, China, Cambodia, Bangladesh, and so on. And where we will get impacted more will be the global slowdown that this will result in terms of trade. And so, I mean, I won't go through the different sectors. If you want me to, we can talk about agriculture, textiles, and so on. But I think overall, my view is that this is a good thing. This is a good thing because it is in our own interest to lower our tariffs. And we have not been successful as an exporting nation, partly because we have not been able to join the global value chains. We have not been able to be attractive enough for the world brands to do the China plus one strategies. And so I think that in the long term, competition from global brands, from global companies, will actually strengthen Indian companies in the future. Competition, you know, is the best school for becoming a stronger business. And today, our share of global exports is less than 2%. And that is, I mean, that's very sad. And it's not nice to be called the king of tariffs. It's a symptom of the problem. So what I feel is that there's an opportunity. The opportunity is now, particularly given the FTA negotiations going on with the United States, we should fight for access to more sectors, more industries, and not worry too much about the impact, the short-term impact of these reforms. We should reinvent our overall strategy to become an exporter, to become the favored China plus one location for global manufacturers. And that is the only way we will solve the jobs problem.
Okay.
45% of our population is in agriculture. We need less than half of that. And for those people, if we want to achieve the 2047 goal, they have to have a chance to make jobs. Now, they can't all go to IT jobs, etc. So the factory, the fact is we have not created an industrial revolution yet. And unless we do that, we will not achieve the 2047. In other words, middle class is now 30%. We've done well.
Right.
We've raised our middle class from 10 to 30%. We've lifted 450 million people after 91 from poverty. But now this is our chance. Look at it as another 1991 moment of disruption. And if we can play, because Chinese tariffs are 54%, compared to 27%, half of Chinese tariffs. So we become an attractive destination. Follow the iPhone model.
Got it.
Follow the iPhone all right. model.
Mr. Das, hold on for half a second.
An all labor intensive sector.
Sure. Shankar, would you like to come in on this? Do you believe that, in a sense, rationalization of tariffs it might actually help us open up, it be more realistic, and perhaps engage not just the U.S. economy, but other economies on a more fair basis?
Well, I don't know whether hope is really a strategy. We all hope for the best. What will India do? I mean, from the 1960s Patel Committee report to now, how many times has India decided to open up its manufacturing, its industrial base, and liberalize the economy? And where we are today. In the last 7-8 years, when the PLI schemes were being up, we were raising our tariff. When we spoke about Atmanirbhar Bharat, we raised our tariff. Now, what is the main issue of tariffs? The tariffs, how do they hurt Indian industry? Because you're uncompetitive. And being uncompetitive in India has a three-letter acronym, PLI. That's the government subsidizing the lack of uneven battlefield. What do the Indian industry want? They want the same tools as the global players have, which is fairly priced capital, fairly priced energy, fairly priced thing. Now, all of these people who want to do globalize, let's look at the data. The data says that India is the only country where energy, which is a major input for manufacturing, is not available for set-off. India is the only country where you can start a business, but to run a business, you will face 69,000 compliance requests. India is the only country where to start a factory, you need 90 plus clearances. So why aren't we massively industrialized? We are massively urbanized. Why is the urbanization data not match with the industrialization data?
All right, important points over there, Shankar.
These are reforms that need to be taken, and I am glad that such a shock has arrived at our door. Hopefully, somebody will wake up. Hopefully,
right.
Somebody will do something.
All right. I just need to, as we wrap this up, take a look at exactly what Donald Trump had to say earlier on in the day.
In other words, they charge us, we charge them. Very friendly. They rip us. But now we're going to charge. India, very, very tough, very, very tough. Prime Minister just left. He's a great friend of mine, but I said, you're a friend of mine, but you're not treating us right. They charge us 52%. You have to understand, we charge them almost nothing.
D-Day is here. U.S. President Donald Trump announced a slavo of fresh tariffs targeting over 185 countries across the globe, including U.S. allies such as India. The U.S. has imposed a 26% discounted reciprocal tariff on New Delhi, but exempting essential and strategic items such as pharmaceuticals, semiconductors, and energy products like oil, gas, and LNG. Despite the fresh tariffs, New Delhi is not concerned. India was quick to respond to the tariffs, downplaying the impact of the fresh levies. The Commerce Ministry is carefully assessing the implications, taking feedback from all stakeholders and studying any opportunities that could arise. India also reiterated the importance of its partnership with Washington. Yet, Trump's Make America Wealthy Again pitch has left the world in a fix.
Putting America first.
The 78-year-old president imposed an additional 34% tariffs on imports from China, on top of the existing 20% tariffs already in effect, as well as 20% tariffs on the European Union, two of US's main trade partners. And countries are not taking it lying down, with some vowing to retaliate, while others hoping to reach a pact with the dealmaker. Meanwhile, stock markets fell around the world, with Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index closing 2.8% down, London's FTSE 100 falling 1.3%, and US's S&P 500 futures closing 3% lower. With India and the US trying to negotiate a trade pact, one will have to wait and watch to see if India will be willing to cut duties on key exports and what this will mean for the economy. Disha Bakshi for NDTV.